Yeah, that's always, I have a lot of respect for people who are able to sell things because I was never any good at that at all. You know, when we were in high school, we had to sell tickets to a barbecue or something like that. I absolutely despised that because I was no good at it. I mean, I had a real positive sales approach. I'd come up to somebody and say, you don't want to buy a ticket of this, do you? Of course, they'd say no.
That's exactly what they're going to say. No.
I guess they told you all about that. Or you probably knew that naturally anyway. Nobody with any sense would do that.
It's only, well, I've done that. I have. I'm learning. Well, I'm still new at it. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning as, you know, I learn from a mistake, you know. So if I do that with one person, I know not to do it with the other.
You're not going to sell much insurance with that kind of approach, are you?
No, you got to have a positive approach. And you just got to keep at it, you know. Even if a person tells you no, you just got to keep at it.
Do you sell car insurance, something like
that?
No.
That would be easier. I think I can sell some car insurance.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. Do you go to church here in town?
Yes.
What church do you go to?
Antioch.
Is that Baptist, Methodist, or what?
Baptist,
okay. All right, now let's see. You finished high school here in town?
Yes.
Okay. And you graduated from Sparks, when did you say? In 73, was that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long was the course of study here at Sparks? 2-3 years or what?
No, it was 9 months.
9 month course at Sparks. Uh-huh. And you took business courses out here? Mm-hmm. Were any of those business courses related to, specifically what you're doing now, insurance or anything like that?
Some phase of accounting.
Yeah.
The English always come in handy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you took English and business courses primarily?
Well, I took filing. Hmm. I took most of the business courses. Hmm. But I just don't use them now.
Yeah.
Typing. I type some now, but not that much.
Yeah. I got into typing by accident in high school. I signed up for Spanish, and somehow or another, the person in the office had me down for typing, so I said, well, hey, come in here. Instead of going through all that hassle, you know, getting a change of the state, I'm glad it did, you know, because it really comes in handy.
Yes, it does come in handy. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I went ahead and picked up Spanish next year, but that's another story.
You don't ever use. I took French in high school, and we went to France, and I tell you, I couldn't understand not a word that was said. We went to a restaurant, and I was sure that I could order from a menu. And it is a big difference in just, learning a language from a book and just, you know, learn. Because people talk, it's just like, you know, the people here, they say so many different things for words, you know. One person might say something, another person might use another word, I couldn't understand a thing.
Yeah, if I tried to order something in German at a restaurant, I'd probably wind up with 12 glasses of water and a box of toothpicks or something like that. Okay. Do you belong to any clubs or maybe social club or civic club or church club or business group or something like that here in town?
We have a social club.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
The Socialites.
The Socialites.
Mm-hmm. And we have a concerned citizen.
Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a civic group?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What sort of work do you do in this Concerned Citizens Club? Is it, do you have certain projects or something like that that you carry out?
Just mostly community things, you know, just helping in the community.
Do you ever maybe,
somebody need help, you know, usually just chip in and help.
Yeah.